On the 23rd of January, 1993. This is a letter from Der Schout, dated January 20th. Commander Hatton, I personally have been damaged by the statements of the Liberator that are not true. My given name is Charles Der Schout. My eldest son is Der Allen Schout, and my youngest son is Charles Der Schout II. The Council on Domestic Relations is not now, nor has it ever been, connected with Cosmos Seafood Energy Marketing Limited. I was asked...
Boy, that's right.
I was asked to make a request to the people for Cosmos, and after a personal interview with Andy Nicolou, I complied with the Cosmos request. I have repeatedly qualified in all of the phone conference calls that all of the information regarding Cosmos is what I have been told, with no proof or documentation of any kind. I have said that I personally believe that Andy has told me what Andy has told me, and the concept is right on target. The founding leadership of the Council on Domestic Relations is made up of honest and responsible people who want to be involved in the restoration of the Republic. The dishonesty and disinformation of the Liberator is now a fact. If the printed message was intentional libel or accidental, the message was still absolutely false. If the commander wishes to correct these errors, the motive of truth would be demonstrated. If the message stands as is, then the motive of the Liberator is not truth. The slur on my name and intentions is liable. The message referencing the Council on Domestic Relations is total fabrication. The connection of Cosmos and the Council on Domestic Relations is false. I am sure that you know as well as I that there is a solution for the current situation. The ball is in your court. Signed, C.D. Schout.
Oh, I'm going to get demerits in heaven. Ball's in my court, huh?
Here, sir.
I don't have to consider those messages. Most of the messages that I've put into the Liberator have come directly from the mouth of Mr. Schout. There is no connection between the Cosmos Seafood Marketing Energy Turkey Trot Limited and Cosmos. There is no connection between Cosmos Seafood Energy Marketing Limited and the CDR, the Council on Domestic Relations. There is a big connection between Cosmos, as they're referring to it very tritely, and the Council on Domestic Relations, if for no other reason than the persons involved. This in no way implies, nor should it, that the ones involved even have the remotest idea they're involved. But you couldn't play more broadly into the hands of your adversarial enemy in intent than you have in ignorance, if that be the case. nor would you continue to project such things as these forms upon your brother citizen, when in this world there are subject raids by the government. And the very information you have asked for would destroy any man who filled that out. If this is libelous, I most certainly apologize, Mr. Shout. If I have impugned your name, I would hope to be forgiven. I think you protested too loudly over something of no consequence. Your name is of no consequence in the overall infinity of the universe. What happens in this nation impacts the universe. This is not some insulting, nitty-gritty, prattling-tattling. This is dangerous. And now it becomes dangerous to the multitudes of citizens who would change a nation back and reclaim your Constitution. And if I would succumb to the demands of one who is somehow insulted by the fact that perhaps he has been singled out because of what he has done himself, I didn't cause him to do this. And none of these people even know the man. So it's in my court. What did he just say? The ball's in your court to grovel, Commander. Tell the world that what you said is not so. How can I do that? He said it, I didn't say it, number one. And number two, if I would bow and bend God's word and the very well-being of this nation and its citizens to soothe some rumpled feathers, I am quite sorry for that entity. One still wish to believe they're playing with a channeled energy like Ramtha or Mafu or some 64,000-year-old somebody from Orion. You better stop it. You are dealing with Aton. And we've come to bring you home or leave you to it. This is a blessed nation. It was birthed under God to be the light in the passage. And you're just now to the blasted passage. And you're going to reclaim this Constitution or you're not going to be a light. And when I see a brother, whether it be intentional or in ignorance, setting his other brothers up to be incarcerated in those concentration camps that are sitting there ready for you, I should apologize to him for pointing it out. And if you would like to sue me, please do so. I am quite a foe if you wish to take me on. The ball is in my court. No, that's not what you're saying. You're saying capitulate with me or else. I don't take well to threats either. I honor Mr. Shout for that which he's tried to do, and that which he has done in honor, I honor him. That which he does now to struggle and protest on empty, piddling items, I don't find worthy. We will print the letter. Readers have to be discerning. Now we've made another enemy. Jezebel hat on. The rest of you didn't. We had one in Colorado. I chose to respect privacy. But it's sort of like those shoes that fit. You're going to find them, aren't you? And I did take exception to things that were said. There is a group out to get Bogrites. Now, if Bogrites is guilty of the things of which he is proclaimed to be, that's one thing. But one or two of the items I pointed out are not true. One was that he had acquired a new airplane. He had lived very high, taking vacations as he went about his campaigning. And I said, I don't see how he could do much vacationing when you're having a meeting every day. You have to fly over the entire country. And he certainly doesn't have a new plane. And if you get a record of the amount of money that that campaign had available, you're going to find less than $200,000. How can you possibly consider a major presidential campaign when they are spending $50 million and not blinking an eye? It's fine if you feel that to be true and you can prove otherwise. I have no exception to that. If in fact those things happen, they should be brought forth and analyzed. And she says that she has asked for the documentation. They have not sent it. That does not look good. I would wish that they would do that. Maybe they have something to hide. That's not for me to say. And then we get into a bantering game. In spite of you, you know, or in parentheses, whichever, you know, in spite of your idiotic behavior in asking us to vote for Perot, I voted for Bogrites anyway. Well, now, isn't that stupid? If you don't like the man and you think he's a crook, I at least had a reason to give you to do it, to overwhelm the system. Perot is an establishment clone of David Rockefeller. And he is out pushing right now for a constitutional convention, which, if you are stupid enough to allow this to happen, you will lose your nation. It will be gone, and so will good old Hatton. There is no point in struggling when man is so willing to give away his virtue and his relationship with God through nation. I do agree with this one, that there are some very valid patriots in this Council on Domestic Relations. Isn't that interesting how that keeps popping up? Well, I feel that there are some good patriots. Yes, indeedy. I bet a lot of you think that probably the Constitution's all right as a document, but you can't tell me three things in it. What patriots? Name them. What are they doing? Show me. What are they doing with these lists? Show me. Prove it to me. Everybody wants me to prove something. Why in the world don't you make those ones prove to you what they are doing? I'm not doing anything to you. And what of this lady? I don't really know what to do about her name. She took offense to not being named. I'm sure she would take offense to being named. So we'll call her DK. I don't want to be ungracious. And I especially don't want to be ungracious to that very one. She was honest in her appraisal. The lady was sick, physically ill, and she'd been hounded to death simply because she had somehow managed to get herself entangled in something. But she had also talked to one of these directors of the Cosmos Seafood Energy Marketing Company. And she didn't even project any kind of ambiguous falsity. She said some of the things they agreed were right on and others were total fabrications. And she didn't really know how she felt about it. All she wanted to do was go to bed and get well. And she was angry. She was angry at Bo Greitz because he hadn't bothered even. She was a major campaign person. And he had not bothered to thank them. Bo, in return, says, well, I don't owe them any thanks. They were going for the higher cause. Were they? No, they were going for Bo Greitz at the time. And he most certainly owed them thank you. And much more. On the other hand, he was also sick. And he also has another group and seminar planned program afoot for the citizens. He never quit working. These are human perceptions that are beyond me. And if one's feels that you should live in the past and you go ahead and you dig and dig and dig, I don't think you're going to find enough. And what are you trying to do? This is what I would ask the same thing of Larry. What were you trying to do with this paper? Who are you going to go to lead you? You're going to have somebody pretty strong. There is no perfection in man. You have to have somebody willing. And God alone knows. Nobody should want the damn job. Somebody's going to get hurt. Bo put it pretty well, I thought. He'd rather have his mouth tied around a bus exhaust or something and be dragged all the way to Washington behind the bus than to ever enter a political campaign again. It's mean. It's cruel. Talk about cruel and unusual punishment. So maybe we should just let it go. I've got the secret of life. Why don't all of us in this room just use it and take out of here? Get out of here.
Good idea.
Thank you, John.
We just use it and stay here.
Well, there's only one thing wrong with that. We're the ones sent down here to do something about it.
We can't escape.
It. We've got to do it.
It's not specific enough.
Well, we're getting there anyway. Figuring it out as we go along. Now, I'd like Rick to please make a little bit of a statement about Simonette's call. Simonette, you know, was the vice president candidate. Now, in Cy's behalf, I honor this man. I'm being a little flippant, and I don't mean to be. And he has participated greatly in these conference calls when asked. And basically he is attached to, or at least his name and his influence is being utilized in this Council on Domestic Relations. And what's he supposed to do? He doesn't like what's coming out in the paper either. And somehow because he knows Bo Grites. He didn't like what we were writing. We weren't writing anything. We were just publishing exactly what was written. And I'm going to start naming names. And I'm going to start with that J.B. Campbell who wrote that article we published. And he wrote it in many evangelical journals. It was republished and republished. I'm going to start protecting your enemies. And I'm going to start with him. But anyway, we kind of got ourselves exonerated a little bit with some like Cy with his last issue. And Cy called. He called because he was distressed. He had just been with George Green in Hawaii. And George had inferred he didn't like what we printed either. Can you walk with me and not agree? Why would you? Why would you? Why would anybody reduce themselves to pure misery if you don't agree with me? Could it be you don't have the vaguest idea what I'm even writing? Or who wrote what we published? It's all there. Or do we play to whatever audience we happen to have at the moment? Agreeing with everybody for the convenience of the moment. I'll hear back about that one too. I didn't say anybody did. I said, do you? And then all I have to do is wait for the ones who defend themselves to know exactly who does. Now, Rick, the reason I'm bringing this up in public forum is a great disadvantage. And because of some of the things that are going on, my scribe is still in contempt of court. And there will be charges brought. And Mr. Green was privy to the information from the moment that court order was given. And prior, we knew that it would come down, and those journals in issue were given to Rick Martin and to Hatchby Distributing, which is totally separate and apart from anything that any of the rest of you have anything to do with. It was fully understood. These ones, E.J. and Doris, were required by that federal judge to inform America West. That was done. That was done through their attorney and personally. The fact that it was valid in its planning originally that the books would be given can be verified by the fact that some books, this was at the time a major move was being made. Some of those books were not taken. Some of the journals in point were taken and returned. 2 months later, after the fact, but just before the court order, like 2 days, came a bill to Rick for $87,000 for those books. And America West continued to accept money for those banned books, sending the shipping instructions to Rick that they would forward the money. So I guess, Rick, before we talk about Cy, I am at a loss, son. I don't know what to tell you. I think that you should read aloud George's letter to you, the most recent, knowing full well how serious things are.
Well, we'll have to find it. The bottom one was on.
I would just make one small correction, and that is that Cy was on a long phone conversation with George, who was in Hawaii at the time.
I apologize, yes.
This is very carefully not on their regular stationery. Looks like it was typed by George, and the heading is America West Publishers, Inc., America West Distributors, Inc., P.O. Box 2208, Carson City, Nevada. January 18th, 1992, I think that should be 93.
Let me hold up one more thing. I want Susie, please, to pay careful attention to this, because I have some broken hearts out there who don't understand. Well, I don't understand, and surely these ones don't. All I can do is present it, and then we'll muddle through. So please go on.
This is addressed to Hatchby Distributing, Inc., attention Rick Martin, P.O. Box 1911, Suite 122, Tehachapi, California, 93581. Dear Rick, regarding your letter dated December 31st, 1992, be advised that America West Distributors no longer accepts any book orders and payments for the Pleiades Connection books and tapes in behalf of Tehachapi Distributing, which we, in all caps, sold to Tehachapi Distributing. See enclosed invoice dated September 14th, 1992. And the enclosed invoice is for $86,697.50. Invoice number 28167, dated 9/14. We in no way ever intended to give away as a gift any volumes of books which we publish and distribute to Tehachapi Distributing. This is evident by the invoice which we sent. Since we are the alleged giver of this claimed gift, we are the ones to decide if it be a gift or a sale. We decided when we sent the invoice 28167, dated September 14, 1992, that this is a sale. Our decision stands. We reject your invoice claim of $12,718.92. It is inconceivable to us by any stretch of the imagination how you could, 1, accept a cash payment since you owe $86,697.50, less return of two cases of Pleiades Volume 1, November 18, 1992, for $419.52, leaving your balance due at $86,277.98, and 2, that you would bill the orders we processed for you and you shipped at full retail. Please redo your invoice and reflect a 50% discount to America West Distributors and add shipping, and with that amount, which by your figure should be about $6,000, we will credit the invoice outstanding, number 28167, to reduce the $86,277.98 amount owed to America West Distributors. Since it has come to our attention that you have just returned books sold to you to the court, I'll just pause here, and there's no notation that I gave them back to America West and they refused before returning them to the court. Since it has come to our attention that you have just returned the books sold to you to the court, when said books are in our possession, we will do a return, which will adjust the amount owed on your account. We will then submit an updated bill with the amount still owing, after all credits and returns are applied. This is an amazing letter, folks. And America West Publishers, not distributors, and George and Desiree Green were served on September 19, 1992 with a preliminary injunction against some of the 10 books sold to Tehachapi Distributing. Enclosed is return of your $1 bill, which you claim as consideration for Pleiades inventory gift, ? It is illogical to give consideration for the so-called gift and is unacceptable payment of said inventory. And I believe in my letter it was in the spirit of the intent of the original gift. I will await your corrected accounting figures reflecting a 50% discount to America West Distributors so that we may credit your account accordingly. Thank you for your cooperation. Sincerely, George Green.
I have to correct a couple of other things, too. George did say that his attorney had told him he could do that. Well, that would indicate that Scott Tipps told him that that was quite proper, that he could sell those books and he didn't have to do the gift, etc. But Scott Tipps says that he never, ever said anything of the such. And Mr. Tipps is extremely distressed over this letter. So you have to assume that Mr. Green either has a different attorney, although he continues to utilize Mr. Tips as his responsible party, which causes great conflict of interest. It's just an awkward, awkward situation. Does this mean that you won't ever have the ability to have the Pleiades connections? Of course not. What does come into play, and we'll discuss after Rick tells us a little bit about Simonette's call, so that we can move on and clear that subject. Then we will have to talk about the journals.
Sy's call was considerably different than Dare's shout, both in terms of tone and content. Sy was concerned about what he's been reading, The Liberator. He expressed thanks for the subscription, which we have promoted to him. He has indicated that it has helped him a lot. Secondarily, we did speak about Bogreitz and the campaign somewhat in the end of the conversation, and he made very clear his respect for Bogreitz in no uncertain terms. And while there was a lot of discussion about him being left out in the cold previously and that sort of thing among different circles, he indicated to me that he has nothing but respect for Bogreitz and for many of the people around Bo too. So that was actually good to hear. He was concerned primarily about the CDR, what he had read in The Liberator, raising questions about the integrity of the CDR. He, for many years, has not associated his name with any organizations, been very careful about that. And it raised quite a few flags in his mind when there was an indication that there was something wrong here, because he felt he was dealing with some very patriotic people. In the conversation, I did mention that the form was an error, I felt, in my opinion. And he said, "Why is that, Rick? This is America." And I mentioned confidentiality and privacy as a primary concern of many patriots, and the potential for abuse would simply be too great with that kind of information consolidated. And I do believe he heard it. I encouraged him to communicate and create a dialogue directly with the commander if he had some issues he wanted to address. And he asked that I share the phone conversation as a start, and he said he would be back in touch. It was not a hostile call, or he was just concerned. It was actually quite positive, all in all.
Well, you see, this is why he would go to George, because George still represents that he is the source. He is the resource. He is the one that would answer for me. And yet I believe he backed right off of that, didn't he? So you in this room, and this will especially rest with Ken, Brandon and Damien, who ship books, etc., do The Liberator, and you ones who have to take care of these business enterprises, we are confronted with what do we do to continue the word. We must look at that which we have to face right now. George said to Karen, "The next time I speak to E.J. Ecker, it will be through an attorney," and that obviously is correct. there is no communication. He said to Bo Bryce that he was not going to longer be with his bunch, because Bo Bryce said, it's too bad you're losing George and Desiree. Interesting to come that route. You see, I have pretty good rapport with Bo Bryce. And now from Simonette, George traveling with Eustace Mullins, one of my most beloved friends. And I would like to present more of Mullins' work because I feel it's brilliant. Will this stop Mullins from coming here? He was planning to come here in February. Mullins has done a brilliant piece of work over the last years on Freud that he considers an Antichrist devil. I believe I have to agree. Freud, this poor, sick man, caused more psychiatric problems. He could not have been better described than as the devil. And man accepts him in. He was twisted and he was sick. So I don't know where we'll go with that. We also have entree to other material that I'm not going to name on this tape because I don't want others getting there first anymore. But you ones are going to be pleased. Pleased that we're going to do what we're going to do. Now, what do we do about the journals? Two calls were made to America West for ISBN numbers for the journal waiting to go to press right now. And no return. Brent spoke on another matter with Desiree and said, by the way, no one's returned with an ISBN number. So Desiree gave him one. We cannot use it. Do you see our position? If we use it, it says we fully intend to continue doing business with somebody who doesn't even want to walk with us. Who will not even speak with us. Does this mean we're going to just roll over? I have no interest in those other journals that are already printed. I can't imagine that they would be of any value to anyone who does not believe them. That's neither here nor there. But our people are in a position of not knowing what else to do. So they've been doing some investigation. We can publish the books for quite a lot less money for the same quality, and that means we can offer to the readers at less cost all of the work. Get our own ISBN numbers. I hadn't wanted to do that because these ones travel. They have seminars. They've been very willing to do that. But we have to remember this is a business. And business must be done with integrity, honor, or we are just no better than the worst. Business may not be done as it has been. Look where you are. Look where you are in this world. We are told that they don't sell anyway. Perhaps we need to reconsider how we project them. Maybe they should go out like the Economic Review, FIR. They're going out about one every 3 weeks. That becomes a regular journal. On the other hand, that's not what I really wanted to have happen, but that's fine. If it did, I would like to relieve Dorma of having to do all that writing, because we're going to begin to publish some other things.
Excuse me, Commander. Can you turn the tape?